Hey, everybody, you're watching Conservative Reality Check. I'm Amy Riccardi. I'm coming to you on a Sunday evening. You'll notice in my window over here, if I make it a little bit that way, you'll notice how dark it is outside. I don't normally do these at night. I normally do them first thing in the morning because I'm super fresh and ready to go. I have been driving back and forth between DC and Richmond, Virginia all weekend to hang with my son in a soccer tournament. Fielding an enormous number of questions around the Texas lawsuit from Friday and people freaking out over the weekend and then the rallies in DC and all this other kind of stuff. So this is going to be a little bit longer podcast than normal because I have so much that I want to cover today. The long driving has been really awesome because I've been able to capture a ton of notes and thoughts and things. As usual, I'm going to be sitting here looking at my screen quite a bit because I've got more bullet points than I normally have for a normal podcast day. I could probably divide this up into a couple, but let me do a couple things first. So over on our MeWe page, if you go to Conservative Reality Check and put an exclamation point at the end of it, you'll find our page there. And I do a lot of between podcast postings there. Again, I don't want to get taken down from traditional social media. So I'm doing most of my stuff over on the MeWe group. The videos of this are being put up in Rumble and on YouTube, and I'm doing the audio part of this podcast up wherever you listen to podcasts. I know that the Google podcast list just hit Conservative Reality Check, just went up there. I haven't got confirmation yet from Apple, but I also haven't looked this afternoon. So that usually takes a little bit longer. So it'll be up in the Apple podcast soon enough, but pretty much anywhere else. And of course the host channel is anchor.fm. So if you want to go to anchor.fm, Conservative Reality Check, you will find all the podcasts there in audio format. So let me dive in to the title of this, which is going to be a little bit about the Texas case, some new stuff that popped today around the Chinese Communist Party membership list, the Electoral College coming up this week, and the 2018 executive order report that's coming out. There's so much getting ready to happen. So take a big deep breath, because everybody is freaking the hell out about the Texas case. I love you guys dearly, but it is so funny to me. I can tell which of you guys have never played competitive sports before because you lose too easily. So take a big deep breath, you guys. It's all good. Okay. It's all good. All right. So here's where we're at. The Texas case, I don't even need to rehash it because you've been listening all weekend. You guys know what's going on. It wasn't heard in the Supreme Court for a number of legitimate reasons and some that are a little bit more questionable, whatever. Regardless, the Supreme Court's not going to hear the Texas case. And to be perfectly honest with you, the best way for me to put this in context for you is it was just gravy. It was nothing that the Trump lawyers or legal team intended. It was something that was done outside of that group of people. So if something had come of it, that would have been great, but that's not part of their legal strategy. So don't fret. Yes. Is it awesome that we have a ton of states that are backing this and understand that there was massive amounts of fraud? Heck yeah. It also helps us kind of draw some lines to kind of see who's on our side and who's not on our side. Isn't it kind of interesting to see that? But other than that, it's okay. Okay. Because I'm going to tell you a little bit later about all the other ducks that are lining up in a row from tomorrow through the rest of this month, December, and into January. And you're going to understand a lot better why I am like not even worried about the Texas suit. Okay. I wasn't even bothered with it on Friday and I'm not bothered by it now. Let me tell you what's happening. Let me give you like the 80,000 foot perspective. Okay. I've mentioned this in earlier podcasts. The Trump administration has been fighting a battle on every front imaginable, right? And they have been watching the election fraud. They knew about the election fraud that happened in 2016. It was enormous snafu. Hillary was supposed to have won because all of these servers, all these balloting systems were totally rigged for her, and something happened and she didn't wind up winning. I think a big part of it was they set the algorithms too low, and Trump's support was so massive that the algorithms couldn't beat it. All right. I think that's ultimately what wind up happening in 2016. Guess what? We're going to find out pretty soon. We're going to find out pretty soon what happened in 2016. We're definitely going to know what happened in 2020, because 2018 in the mid-year cycle, remember September, right before the 2018 mid-cycle elections, President Trump put out his September executive order that I've read to you and I've walked you guys through in episode 11. So if you want to go back and hit up episode 11, it's in there, right? But it literally talks about how this whole thing is just a mess. And literally that executive order, I'm sorry, it wasn't 11. 11 was Color Revolution. Let me go back here and clean this up for you guys. The executive order was episode 7. It's called the MAGA plan. All right, or MAGA plan, depending on where you're coming from. But I don't know, I'm from Texas and I would call it the MAGA plan. Anyway, call it whatever you want. That's what it was. It was called the Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in a United States Election. It was issued on September 12th, 2018. And it literally is the blueprint for what's going on right now. But the really cool thing about this, and I'm going to talk about this in a second, is there was a 45-day assessment of the election that's due. And that due date is this Friday, the 18th of December. Okay, I'm going to come back to that in a minute and why that's so important. But just know it's important, and this is a great part of everything that's getting ready to roll out here. Okay, so we got the Texas case. We're going to chill out about the Texas case. All's good with that. Let's move over to Russia. So we had the Hunter Biden crap that imploded late last week. I want to say Thursday. And all of a sudden now people are mainstream media is starting to cover the whole Hunter Biden thing, because Hunter Biden is being investigated, and he has been for a year for tax evasion and collusion and a couple of other things. And a lot of it ties him back to China, right? So we have Hunter Biden and China, and this stuff is now coming out, and two interesting things happened this morning. You may not have seen it because, again, mainstream media is probably not covering it right now, but there's an Australian news organization, and again, I'll put it down in the link down in the show notes so you can watch it, that released a massive Chinese Communist Party membership list of 1.95 million members of the CCP. Almost 2 million names, addresses, in some cases phone numbers, and role in the party, their birth date, all kinds of stuff. And it's from people all over the globe. There are Americans that are in this as well. And this bombshell got released, and somehow this Australian news organization put it out this morning, and it's been all over the internet if you've been looking, but not in mainstream media. So I did see it in Rumble, and I have seen it I did see it actually on Twitter, but nonetheless, it'll get taken down in no time flat. I actually did post it up on my MeWe page, so you can go there and check it out as well. So look, so we've got Hunter Biden, Thursday last week, I believe it was. Friday, the Texas lawsuit came out. Everybody was freaking out about that, not paying attention to anything else. And then the MAGA rallies, and then the Proud Boys and Antifa stuff last night in DC, which, by the way, that was a shit show. Again, not covered on mainstream media, but they were talking about stabbings. Those would be Antifa people stabbing Proud Boys guys that were out last night in DC, not the other way around. Although the news media is packaging it as, you know, they don't know who was actually involved. No, we all do. It was Antifa, and they were stabbing Proud Boys members. It was all over live streams last night on YouTube, tons of them. Okay, so back to China. So we've got this membership list now that came out this morning, first thing, which would have been Monday morning for Australia because they're a day ahead of us, obviously. So Monday morning news in Australia came out this morning, Sunday morning here. 1.95 million global members and their roles in the CCP and whatnot, that came out. The other thing we saw over like late in the week last week that got, again, really glossed over. I didn't see it a lot in the news, but I definitely saw it in a lot of alternative media, is the incredible land grab that China Communist Party members have made here in the United States. Lots and lots of land. And I think I even read the first article maybe on Wednesday or Thursday last week. And there's a huge ranch in Texas right on the Texas-Mexico border. And it's apparently really easy to literally just walk right across the border right there and right onto this property. And the question then becomes, what other land grabs have they made across the U.S.? And there's supposedly a lot of them. Americans who have purchased this land and literally on behalf of China. And so there's going to be a lot of people coming down with this. So we've got the Texas cases. We've got the Chinese Communist Party list and land grab stuff going on. And then what broke today also? Nothing less than the U.S. Treasury got swept up in a massive cybersecurity breach today. And what does this Treasury group actually do? Well, we'll just go ahead and pull Twitter up right here and I'll tell you exactly what it is. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pull up the picture that I took of it because it's even easier. Okay. Keep in mind, Hunter Biden is getting busted for financial crimes, right? And what happened today? The U.S. Treasury Department got swept up in a massive cybersecurity breach, possibly other agencies as well. And it was our Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Their mission, right off their website, says the mission of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network is to safeguard the financial system from illicit use, combat money laundering, which, by the way, is one of Hunter Biden's specialties, and its related crimes, including terrorism, and promote national security through the strategic use of financial authorities and collection, analysis, and dissemination of financial intelligence. So that group was one of them, I think, that had a security breach this morning. So again, crazy, crazy stuff going on here. All right, so we got that. We're going to put that in a bucket. Okay. Being able to compartmentalize, by the way, is a superpower, but you need to get this superpower too, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Nothing is happening randomly. Nothing right now. Nothing for the next 2 months that comes out in the mainstream media or alternative media is in any way, shape, or form random. It's all hyper intentional right now. Very intentional. All right, next group of things. Sidney Powell, super tight with Michael Flynn. You don't really see the two of them out and about when they're not working together. Keep in mind, Michael Flynn has a huge background in national security and cybersecurity in the military. Okay, hold that thought for a second. Sidney Powell, rock star lawyer, right? Here's a couple of great things that have happened this week. In Nevada, Nevada granted a subpoena, and with the data investigation of a sample of ballots in Nevada, right, they proved that at least 3,000 illegal immigrants voted in just the sample that they took through the motor voter law in Nevada. And So those of you guys who are Gen Xers like me, and we all grew up on MTV, you'll remember this motor voter law stuff because it was pushed really hard back in the 80s and 90s through MTV. Who today is helping to fund the motor voter law? None other than Mark Zuckerberg. He's had his fingers in a lot of Democrat funkiness around this election. So that's going to be a real interesting development happening. Okay. So Nevada granted a subpoena. They tested, they did a sample, and at least 3,000 illegal immigrants actually voted in that sample alone. Okay. In the sample alone, not statewide, just the sampling. So we'll see this week what transpires with that. Move over to Michigan. Good times. The Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is blocking the forensic analysis report of the Dominion voting machines that took place on December 6th. All right, so again, they did a forensic analysis, and that was done on December 6th, which was 2 weeks ago. And where is that information? Don't know, because the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is blocking the release of that information. So you know that's got to be that's got to be another shit show happening, right? So what I'm going to say about all this legal stuff and all this stuff happening in the states is those lawsuits were filed at the state level a couple weeks ago. They're starting to play out. We're starting to see some traction. There's starting to be some proof that there's some illegal stuff that happened. We have all this testimony that we've seen, all these hearings that we've seen. So you guys, everything is starting to come up to a boil, right? It's getting ready to pop. Chill out on Texas, because we got plenty more to see here, all right? So we got the legal bucket of stuff. We're just state legal stuff. We're just gonna hold that there. This is all fun and games, but let me tell you what it's all building up to, the big enchilada that it's building up to. You'll note in the news, and this was covered in mainstream media, but it was super under the radar, like super quiet under the radar. Okay. A couple of big things happened. Actually, I say three, but I think it was more than that. Several big things happened last week that I want you to pay attention to, because this is where the big enchilada comes into play. I mentioned in, let me go here. So the DOD has had an advisory board that helps to provide guidance and advice on military strategy stuff. I'm not exactly totally sure what all they do, but they have this advisory board. Trump scrapped everyone off of that board. All the old school people that were in there, Democrats and Republicans, scraped all of them out. And I believe he either did or he is getting ready to implement and institute new people into that DOD advisory committee. So he got rid of Henry Kissinger, was the big name I saw on there, and a whole bunch of other people, all gone. Okay. 2 weeks ago, I want to say, the military stopped coordinating its cybersecurity efforts with the CIA. I think that happened around the time, or just right at the time of the Dominion server recovery in Germany. So that happened, but there was a statement that was made. The military stopped coordinating with the CIA at that point in time. Okay, so the military is now, through the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, are doing and collecting all of that kind of cyber data and information right now. You'll note, if you watch the Pennsylvania, the Michigan, and the Nevada case, legislature testimony, there were military subject matter experts talking about the data pieces in those hearings. I actually watched all of those beginning to end. And in fact, the people that provided the juiciest bits of data analysis around those hearings and the state results were all military people. Okay. This should not escape your notice. You should pay attention to this moving forward and see what winds up happening around that. Okay, that's really key. Okay, let's talk about this week and what's getting ready to happen this week. So tomorrow is the Electoral College certification. You'll note today, President Trump warned the states and the state folks that are going to be doing this. If you certify these elections and you know they're false, you're committing a crime. He warned about this already. This Electoral College certification stuff is getting ready to happen tomorrow. And if you sign off on this, you could be held liable. Just a fair warning, people. Highly doubt anybody's going to pay attention. But just know, he warned them. This is important because the Electoral College votes are happening tomorrow. And what's going to happen? The Biden administration is going to be adamant that they now proceed with the transition full throttle. Okay. So this week, things are going to get real hot and heavy, and it's going to be interesting to see what winds up happening with all of this. But that's happening tomorrow. That date is not a constitutional date. That is an arbitrary date that's put in there. The big one is the one, the January 6th certification of the Electoral College by the Congress, U.S. Congress. That's the big date, the next big date. Although the Democrats are going to try to tell you that tomorrow is the end all be all. It is not. Okay. Because here's what's getting ready to happen this week. So tomorrow, Monday, is the Electoral College certification. Tuesday, the U.S. Senate Committee, Armed Services Committee, their subcommittee on cybersecurity, is to receive a closed briefing on DoD cyber operations. This is Tuesday, okay? What does that mean? That means that things are going to get real interesting this week. Wednesday, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is having a hearing to examine irregularities in the 2020 election. Okay. Back it up to episode 7, where we talked about the president's 2018 executive order. That 45-day report is due no later than this coming Friday, the 18th of December. No later than 45 days after the election, which would be Friday. My guess is that report is going to come out tomorrow or Tuesday at the latest. My guess is it's going to come out tomorrow, perhaps first thing in the morning. Then the Electoral College is going to happen. And this is going to, it's just going to start putting, it's going to literally put a total monkey wrench in that cog. I guess it's coming out this week. I would be shocked if it doesn't come out tomorrow, but it's due no later than Friday. All right. The reason I say tomorrow is because they've got to have time to look at it, because you've got this Armed Services Subcommittee on Cybersecurity happening, a committee meeting happening on Tuesday, and then the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs hearing on Wednesday to talk about the 2020 election irregularities. So how would they have a hearing on Wednesday if that report isn't coming out till Friday, unless they've been briefed on it ahead of time? But I think that it's going to come out before then. So word on the street is, moving forward, this next week is going to get super crazy, because all this information is going to be coming out. All this stuff is getting dumped out now. The China stuff is getting dumped out. I'm sure there's more that's going to come out about the Bidens. Biden's brother's getting investigated now too. There's all this stuff that's happening. You've got these hearings all coming up, this report that's due. I've actually heard rumors that somewhere between December 21st and January 5th, that there is going to be a request to postpone the Georgia runoff election. Okay. It's from some really good sources, so I feel pretty good about putting this out there, but I've heard that from a couple of sources now, that somewhere between December 21st and January 5th, there's going to be a request to postpone the Georgia runoff. That tells me that a big data dump of big information is getting ready to come out, and it's going to throw all of this into chaos. I also believe that January 4th and 5th are going to be some additional Senate and House hearings on the election, because January 6th is a certification of the Electoral College. So that was just a massive dump of information and lots of different pieces, right? So we have the Texas case. We're not going to worry about the Texas case. We have the Chinese Communist Party stuff. They are so entwined in at every level of our government, from local government, local politics, state politics, national politics, all different kinds of industries, all different kinds of people are involved in this. The names, I'm guessing, of those people on those membership lists that are key business people here in the United States, I'm pretty sure that's going to get blown open this week too. It's going to be major and it's going to be a big, big deal. All right. Sidney Powell continues to crank out her lawsuits. A lot of them are in varying stages of being litigated. So we're just going to kind of keep an eye on that stuff, but that's just going to, you know, it's going to happen. Basically, I think what the Supreme Court wants to have happen and should happen is the states need to be making these ultimate decisions on what's going to happen. We saw all this movement on all the military fronts, right? A big reason for that is that 2018 executive order. Go back and look at it. I'll put it down in the show notes again, because it basically talks about all different kinds of things, including confiscation of property from anyone who has been at all involved in covering up, using propaganda, helping to finance any of this election fraud in any way, shape, or form. So there's a lot of big stuff, I think, that's getting ready to come out. It's at a point now where it has to. And then we've got all these hearings that are getting ready to happen. So take a big deep breather. Light your Hanukkah candles. Say a prayer. Get your Christmas decorations good to go. Get your tree ready. Get some firewood for yourself. Get ready to hunker down. This is going to be a crazy couple of weeks, and I'm going to say probably 6 weeks now through the end of December and then through January. I think we're going to wind up seeing an awful lot of tumultuous stuff going on. And all I'm going to tell you is I think your best bet is to, again, moderate the amount of information flow that you're taking in. Do not let any one thing rattle your cage, because this is a much bigger game that's being played right now. And we've all got to understand that when you're in a battle or you're in a war, it isn't about winning and losing a specific battle. It's about the whole war overall. You've got to stay strong. Those of you guys who came here to DC this weekend for the MAGA marches and the Jericho rally and all that kind of stuff, you guys are awesome. Thank you for coming to the city. I wish you were seeing it in its absolute glory. This is Washington, D.C. is a beautiful city. I've been able to call it home now for 30 years. And it's an amazing, amazing city. And I can't wait for us to get it back and restore it back to its original glory, where you know, everything is pristine. We don't have things boarded up. You can walk freely around in the tourist areas without worry at all of harm, where you can explore all of the things that there are to explore about our beautiful country's history, that you can enjoy the cherry blossoms again in April, which are just astoundingly beautiful, and that you can enjoy the fall here too. I can't wait for us to get back to those times. We will get back to those times, you guys. We really will. Just keep the faith. Get yourself prepared. Be ready to hunker down for the next 6 or so weeks. Get your toilet paper. That's big. I had to send out the fam this weekend. Kids came back with lots of toilet paper. They went all over the local areas to get some because we're out, which is kind of entertaining. Get yourself prepared. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get mucky. We are going to just be watching that carefully. Get yourself prepared for it, because it's going to be a crazy ride. Love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you for letting me do a little bit longer rant today. I know that it's been a long day for me, a long weekend for me, but I've been wanting to get on and do this earlier this weekend. I just couldn't with all the driving back and forth down to Richmond for mom duties and soccer. I'm a soccer mom and a volleyball mom. So I was full on in soccer this weekend, which was great. And it was actually beautiful weather today. It was 70 degrees in December in Richmond. So it was beautiful. Anyway, snow coming this week, the first snow we've had here in probably a couple of years. We haven't had any significant snow here in DC, but it's supposed to snow later this week, which will be entertaining. Anyway, you all are blessings to me. Thank you so much for watching the show. I really appreciate it. I will definitely have some more to come later this week. It's a busy work week for me this week, but I will definitely get back on. If you want to catch up with more periodic updates, jump on over to MeWe. It's MeWe/conservative reality check. And you'll see my periodic posts and interesting posts between. I will update the show notes of all the stuff I just talked about. So you'll have all those links again, super handy. You can grab this video if you want the video version of this and Rumble, YouTube. I've got it over on a couple of other places too now. I've got it over on Subscribestar. Oh, and by the way, I would love for you to join us on Patreon too. Patreon is fantastic. And I'm going to start doing starting next weekend, I'm going to start doing a really big deep dive and a lot more frank conversation about some things. If you thought this was frank, that'll be blunt. I think that's probably the better way to put it. Patreon's going to have a lot of special stuff that I've got, a lot more about the sources of information that I use. So you'll get direct links to some of those sources. And also I'm going to do some deeper dive analysis into what I'm seeing. I'm going to have some guests come in and talk about some specific areas of this. And I think I'm just going to shoot the shit with some people who I just find super fascinating and interesting and get them on and do a little bit of banter and discussion. So that's going to be over on the Patreon side of things. I would love for you to check us out, Patreon/conservative reality check. And peace out, you guys. Have a great night. Thanks so much for watching.